As we headed towards the end of last week, the weather service was saying that there was a Category 10 weather warning for KwaZulu-Natal. Heavy rains and localized flooding. Nhlanhla Mabaso of the Eyewitness News team joins us now. Nhlanhla, obviously there was a lot of rain. Did it fall mainly in areas that had suffered as a result of the previous near tropical downpours?
Indeed, John, greetings to you and our listeners as well. Yes, it did, especially in parts of the Uthongathi, Umdloti, Umboti, Umlazi, and other areas in the south of Durban, like the Bluff. But the most hard hit place has to be Uthongathi and Umdloti, Umdloti being, of course, number one in this regard. But also, another intriguing part about Umdloti is that it also saw huge flooding during last month's floods, which destroyed roads and other properties. But now the government was actually working on what they referred to as rebuilding efforts, as they were currently reconstructing those roads, but those roads were swept away again. But now for the first time we saw the Surfside building, it collapsed, leaving a lot of people destitute there, John. In fact, we visited the area yesterday, and this morning about 5 cars were swept and actually buried by the sand there. And these events actually left families traumatized. Yesterday I had an engagement with the Govenda family after they were trapped since Friday evening until Saturday. And they were only evacuated or rescued by the search and rescue team yesterday morning. They actually say it is now time for them to actually leave the area for good, because you will only imagine, John, that people really buy houses around the Umdloti area to, you know, enjoy the sea view experience in Durban. But with these floods, they are really forced to evacuate. The Govenda family, John, for an example, they lost one vehicle during last month's flood, and this time around they've lost two vehicles, which I think will take a really huge toll financially on them, John.
There were somewhere around 450 deaths in last month's floods, Nhlanhla. Does it appear that this time, although there's been significant destruction, damage to property and to infrastructure, does it appear as if no lives might have been lost?
Well, only one, John, that has been confirmed. At first, there were speculations around three, but it so happened that the other two actually had gunshot wounds. But this one is actually said to have died because of this flood. That person was identified at the Phoenix mortuary. The family also alleged that it is the floods. But this morning, the provincial government said that, unlike the last time, we only had one fatality this time, which is not much of a surprise, John, because these floods were not as strong as the previous floods, which claimed over 450 lives. But I must say to you that the impact or the damage that these floods have brought is not to be taken for granted, because a lot of people have lost their properties, a lot of people have lost cars, roads and bridges, which of course the provincial government had said that repairing roads alone, a road infrastructure in the province during the last flood, would cost over 6 billion rands. But now it seems as though that amount will have to go up as more roads were destroyed. And what was being currently reconstructed was also destroyed in those floods. In overall, the provincial government had announced that in order to fix every infrastructure, whether private and public, that was destroyed by the previous floods, they would have to, of course, use an amount of 25 billion rands. But now there's incurred more costs, and this number, John, I can tell you, is likely to go up.
Nhlanhla Mabaso, thank you very much indeed. Eyewitness News, KwaZulu-Natal.